share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. On the 21st of June, the Singaporean government relaxed some of their COVID-19 restrictions to allow dine-in and the reopening of gyms and fitness centers, reported Straits Times. KTV lounges that were under the entertainment sector were given a chance to operate as food and beverage outlets, reported CNA. However, it was mentioned by Bloomberg that some of these KTV lounges operated as F&B outlets while offering clandestine illegal services on the side. After the reopening, the number of cases was relatively low and they even reached zero community cases on the 10th of July. However, that was the calm before the storm as they proceeded to record 8 cases on the 12th of July, 56 on the 14th of July and 182 on the 20th of July. On the 22nd of July, they will be reverting their SOPs to Phase 2, heightened alert, as they are currently experiencing a spike in COVID-19 cases due to the emergence of new community clusters. So how did this come to be? Singapore's Ministry of Health first detected the KTV cluster on the 12th of July, which grew over time. As of the 20th of July, the KTV lounges cluster has caused 207 cases. The Minister of Health, Mr. Ong Ye Kung, has said in a Facebook post that the KTV cluster seems to be settling down, but on the other hand, the Jurong Fishery Port cluster has been expanding exponentially. Other than that, he has also said that both the clusters are linked. The Jurong Fishery Port, JFP, cluster is said to encompass fishery ports, wet markets and hawker centers. MOH's Director of Medical Services Kenneth Mok has said that through genetic testing, they have identified the Delta variant in the infected cases and it is similar to the one that is in Indonesia. Hence, they have come to the conclusion that the virus was brought in by infected fishermen from Indonesia or other countries. The JFP cluster currently has 321 cases. Phase 2, heightened alert. With this spike, the MO in Singapore has announced that they will need to revert back to Phase 2, heightened alert, and this period is said to last between the 22nd of July till the 18th of August. There will be no dine-ins and social gatherings are restricted to only a maximum of 2 people, according to Mo. This is certainly very frightening as it shows how transmissible the Delta variant is and that even a slight slip-up could cause a massive chain effect. We should definitely take this as a lesson and abide by the SOPs no matter where or when, even when vaccinated. Also read, Brunei records 434 days without local transmission while Malaysia records new high of 13,215 cases. Source. Mo.sg source. Shin Min Daily L Facebook source. Victor He L Unsplash. Share. Tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.